Crime Alert. I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Sean Combs, a.k.a. Diddy's bail hearing slated for tomorrow. His lawyers working to get him released until sentencing. How much time will Combs spend behind bars? Some legal experts say hints from the judge indicate a long time. Crime Stories' Nicole Parton explains.
Nancy, it's widely speculated that the judge tasked with determining Diddy's prison sentence has indicated he may lean towards the prosecution and enforce a stringent penalty against the music mogul. Judge Aaron Submarinian rejected Diddy's appeal for a $1 million bond, asserting that while he was acquitted of the gravest accusations, the trial demonstrated the rapper's propensity for violence, labeling him as a threat to society. The judge noted that Diddy's, quote, violent behavior was clearly evident in a 2016 video showing the rapper attacking Cassie in a Los Angeles hotel corridor. In your closing argument, you explicitly informed the jury that violence was present and domestic violence constitutes violence, Submarinian remarked, while denying Diddy's bond request. You stated that this case involved violence. Despite Diddy's legal team persuading the jury that he was not a sex trafficker or leader of a criminal organization, they acknowledged his history of domestic abuse. The judge may leverage this admission to impose a lengthy prison term for Diddy's two convictions related to transportation for prostitution. Diddy's attorneys suggested that federal sentencing guidelines would likely result in a 2-year prison term. They urged the judge to allow the mogul to remain in his Miami mansion while awaiting sentencing, but the judge declined that request and scheduled sentencing for October 3rd, although this date may be adjusted in an upcoming hearing. Prosecutors have already submitted statements from Diddy's accusers opposing his bond request, including a letter from Cassie Ventura's attorney asserting that Ms. Ventura believes Mr. Combs poses a potential danger to the victims who testified, including herself, as well as the wider community. The prosecution is expected to present additional testimonies from alleged victims as they seek a substantial sentence for Diddy. Diddy has been incarcerated since his arrest in September and has already completed 9 months in custody. A jury of 8 men and 4 women acquitted him of racketeering conspiracy and sex trafficking charges that alleged he utilized his wealth, influence, and intimidating physical presence to coerce girlfriends into participating in numerous drug-fueled sexual encounters with men. Diddy's defense argued that the women were consenting participants and that his actions did not merit the severity of the charges. His lead attorney, Mark Agnifilo, requested Diddy's immediate release on bond, contending that the acquittals altered the circumstances regarding his necessity for detention. Quote, he's not going to flee. He's been given his life back, Agnifilo stated. Judge Submarinian denied the request, stating that Diddy had not sufficiently demonstrated, quote, a lack of danger to any individual or community at this time. As the judge announced his bond decision, Diddy remained composed and then turned to Agnifilo, jotting down notes while the lawyer spoke. He raised his hand to catch the judge's attention, but ultimately chose not to speak after conferring with his attorney. As he exited the courtroom for the last time, Diddy took a moment to address the family members who filled the wooden benches in support of him throughout the 8-week trial. Quote, be strong, I love you, he said, blowing a dramatic kiss to his loved ones.
Nicole, thank you. More crime and justice news after this.
A search spanning multiple states for 2 missing teenagers from Idaho who are suspected to have been abducted by the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of the Latter-day Saints has been officially stopped. The Uvalde Foundation for Kids, which has played a crucial role in the hunt for 13-year-old Alan Fisher and his sister, 15-year-old Rochelle Fisher, announced the end of their volunteer-led search in a press conference on July 3. The organization indicated they had received new insight into the case and now believe the teenagers are being deliberately concealed by individuals within the FLDS community. They reported that their team of 48 volunteers had dedicated over 120 hours pursuing leads across Idaho, Utah, Colorado, and Arizona. According to a press release from the Jefferson County, Idaho Sheriff's Office, the police were alerted to the teen's disappearance from their home in Montview, Idaho on June 22. Investigators speculated that the siblings might have returned to the FLDS community in Trenton, Utah, where they had previously lived. Public Information Officer Jennifer Fulmer explained that the children's mother had once been a member of the FLDS, but was exiled and forced to leave her children behind. After regaining custody, she brought them back to her hometown. Quote, "We believe that her children may have returned to the FLDS lifestyle and are being held," she said. Authorities do not entertain the idea that the children left on their own accord. Rather, they suspect that members of their former church assisted them. "There's no public transportation available," Fulmer noted. "It's in a remote desert area." The mother believes that someone from the FLDS church picked up the children. The FLDS is a polygamous sect led by Warren Jeffs, a self-styled prophet and convicted sexual offender. In 2011, Jeffs was sentenced to life in prison for child sexual abuse. Fulmer shared that an Amber Alert was issued on June 23 after details emerged regarding a revelation from Jeffs in 2022. Quote, "What we have learned was related to this revelation that the children are meant to gather to contribute to the construction of Zion, which would enable them to die and be transformed into pure beings," she said. "We lack clarity on the timeline or the urgency to which the children may have been brought back to the sect, but we are pursuing every lead."
Tiffany Witten, 26, shops with her boyfriend at a Marietta, Georgia Walmart in the early morning hours. After checking out, employees stop the couple to check their receipts, and Witten runs out, leaving the cart behind. The boyfriend finds her shoes and purse in the parking lot. She used to work at an IHOP across the street, so he stops in. No trace of Tiffany. She usually is active on social, but no posts after running away, leaving behind a 6-year-old daughter. Tiffany Witten, 5'3", 105 pounds, blonde hair, green eyes, several small tattoos, including Chinese symbols on the left wrist and a butterfly on her hip. Last seen wearing a cream V-neck t-shirt, dark blue jeans, a dark colored headband. If you have info on Tiffany Witten, call Marietta, Georgia PD, 770-528-3032. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and help solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. This is an iHeart podcast, guaranteed human.